going on to our guest hotline, and we bring in our good friend Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated Raiders Maven. And Hondo, you spend every Monday with us. This is a victory Monday. I can't understand why some people are trying to make it negative.
Well, they're the same people that would win the Powerball and complain about paying the taxes. They just can't do anything about them. There are some people whose entire worldview and perspective is negative. And so at the end of the day, I've just learned against those people. If they want to be miserable, that's fine. I don't want to participate in their misery. I got to tell you a couple things going back to what you guys were talking about when I was on hold. And Bobby Bowden, the great Florida State Hall of Fame coach, one time told me a great line. He said, if guys are in the right position and don't make the play, that's not on coaching. That's on players. And I've always remembered that. I think it's 100% true. If guys aren't in the right spot, you get mad at coaches, but that, you know, that's on players. Having said that, I think there are so many things to be happy about. First of all, I mentioned this on your show a few weeks ago. When you go on the road from a West Coast to East Coast, the odds makers already dock you about 5.5 to 6.5 points. It's normally just 3 for a road game. You start docked 3. So you had to be a touchdown better. On top of it, there was nothing in the offense to be disappointed with. Derek Carr did exactly what Derek Carr does. He doesn't hurt your team. He plays exceptionally well and makes great choices. Josh Jacobs is the best running back in the NFL. The offensive line suffers 2 injuries, and what happens? They continue to excel and do well. I think there was definitely reasons with the defense to be concerned, but you had a lot of young players. But the thing that should have excited you is when the rubber hit the road, they made a stop. That defense matured. Going on the road, winning that game was a maturation. I said on Raider Nation Radio on Friday, the Raiders weren't playing Carolina. They were playing the Raiders. This was a chance to make a statement. So people can go out and say, well, Carr didn't throw for 600 yards, and he didn't throw 9 touchdowns. Yep. But they won, and they put more than enough points on the board, 34, which is more than expectations. So at the end of the day, you can't do anything about people who are always mad. You can't do anything about people who are just perpetually miserable. That's why those people are not fans. They're just people who are always mad. They go to the steakhouse, and they're mad that the cow got killed. They go to a vegetable bar and get mad that the corn on the cob got picked. And the Raiders win, and oh, by the way, it wasn't 70-0, and I didn't see Bo Jackson come out of the stands and run a 100-yard kick return. Can't do anything about those people, but it's all about just win, baby. And with no preseason and no spring, they went into the lair of the Panther, west to east coast, and they got the win. When crunch time came, it was a punch in the face that said, you're not going to run the fullback or Christian McCaffrey. And had you go back and rewatch the film multiple times, as I have, the thing that would have stuck out with you is Gunther's play call. They were ready. They were feeding on the fullback, fully expecting Christian McCaffrey to follow him, like me after my wife when she gives me the giggle, and he would have been ready for him. So at the end of the day, it was a great defensive call. It wouldn't have mattered who was running it, and the Raiders go on the road and get a win. In the words of the prophet Quagmire, giggity, giggity, goo. Oh, yeah.
That's great stuff right there. Man, I don't even know if I have a question after that. No, I do. You mentioned the offensive line and the couple of injuries at the right tackle spot. How concerned are you right now, Hondo, about Trent Brown?
Well, you may remember, guys, you asked me last week on your show about his condition. And yep. I told you, everybody I was hearing from kept saying, you know, it's 50-50 that he plays, but, man, do you want to take a risk and get him injured and lose him a bunch more games? Go back and get the audio. I said that. And that looks like that may be what happened now. We don't know to the extent. We don't know how long he's going to be out. But I'm going to tell you this. Offensive linemen may not get the glory. They might not drive the Ferraris, and they may not be the ones that everyone wants lines up for autographs on. But you win in the National Football League on the offensive and defensive line. And when those guys aren't pampered and there's something wrong, you should be concerned. That is a great concern. But at the end of the day, you saw they just continued to march forward and continued to perform. How about, an absolute game ball to your offensive line coach? And then let's talk about a couple other. How about Rod Marinelli's guys? If you watched him during that game, Just never. He is a relentless teacher and coach, and look at how they stepped up. To me, what stood out in that game is in the past, and you guys know I'm telling the truth, in the past when the Raiders are up big and go down, you would have seen frustration. You would have seen a little bit of quit. There's no quit in these guys, and I said it on your show. They were going into Carolina looking for a blood fight, soaked punching match. And when Carolina punched back, the Raiders were like, hold my beer.
Yeah. Well, and again, we're talking to Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated Raiders Maven website here in Las Vegas. And Hondo, a couple things there. Number one, the Trent Brown situation, you indeed did say that. The concern with Trent Brown, though, is when you have the highest paid offensive lineman in the league who can't stay healthy. Again, hopefully he gets healthy and he's back in there very quickly. But the Raiders have to be very concerned about that point. Even though they had that depth, they had Sam Young come in, he gets hurt. They both get hurt within 10 plays. Then you have Good come in, who comes in and does a good job, amazing job. Derek Carr does not get touched in that game. I know they weren't facing the 85 Bears, but the fact that that offensive line, as thin as it was at that point, was able to hold up really is a testament to what they've been able to do up front on the offense.
Well, that's a good point, but I think you're leaving one very critical point out that I was talking to an NFL mentor of a management of another team today. Let's give Derek Carr credit for getting rid of the ball quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not discrediting the offensive line because I think you make a very germane point. But at the end of the day, Derek Carr did exactly what Derek Carr does. He got rid of the ball quick to make his offensive line look even better. Now, you know, he took some criticism last year. But when you looked at the amount of sacks he actually took, he did that last year as well. And getting rid of the ball quick, he didn't have any turnovers. And again, I think his stats would have been better. We all saw there's a couple of balls that probably should have gotten caught. If it touches skin, you got to bring it in. But at the end of the day, I think you look at that offensive line. That's why I said kudos to the offensive line coach. But you have to be concerned about it because in the National Football League, you have to win. And I'm going to tell you a great line that Barry Sanders and I once were talking about at lunch. And Barry Sanders said, the best ability is availability. Now, a lot of other people have said it, but I'm going to credit Barry because he's the one, the most famous one who told me that. And he talked about how much pride he took, not in the yards, but that every week Detroit fans knew he would show up. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, for the Raider fans that are not happy after a win on the road to the East Coast, go trade in your silver and black and get some Honolulu blue. Because having been raised in Michigan, we are all perpetual in misery. So go ahead and go root for a miserable team if you want to live in misery. You do not have a reason to be miserable. Lions fans would trade with you in a heartbeat, and so would about 75% of the other teams in the National Football League.
Hondo, I asked you last time we talked about Jonathan Abram, I asked you what you thought the expectations for him was going to be, and you had glowing remarks about him, and he held up his end of the bargain, man. He was flying around the field. He was laying the wood. That's exactly what you expected to see from Jonathan Abram?
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote this summer. Him and Derek Carr were two guys from last year that were going to make the Pro Bowl this year. A superstar. I don't think Jonathan Abram is a good player. I think he is a great player. I want to go back and reference Irvin Johnson, Magic, who one time him and I were talking and we were discussing what makes the difference between good and great players. And he said, you can be a good player and not make others better, but you can't be great and not make other people better. If you watch Jonathan Abram a couple of times, you could see him barking out orders to the young pups, trying to become Raider dogs. And so not only was he flying around the football, I mean, he looked like an absolute headhunter who was looking to inflict personal body damage. But when you watched him in coverage, you watched him in run support, and then you watched him being a leader, walking off the field, giving instructions to players, barking around, putting guys in place. I even saw him one time yelling at a linebacker to move over a little bit. Those are the things that make good players great. Jonathan Abram, and I said it on your show, I wrote it this preseason, is not a good player. He is a great elite player. He makes people better, and that's why that guy, if you take his DNA, all it says is pure 100%. stud.
Hondo Carpenter is our guest. Hondo, before I let you go, that defensive line made the big stand at the end of the game. That was huge. But what are they going to have to do to get better and get better quick before Drew Brees and this Saints team rolls into Las Vegas for the first ever game of the Las Vegas Raiders here in Nevada?
Well, I think that's a great question. You know, first of all, when guys play with confidence and they're not thinking, they play faster. And one of the things that you could see, you know, Rod Marinelli comes in. There were some times you could see guys that were playing, and they were, they weren't playing fast. There was, you know, you could tell they were thinking. Wasn't what there was no effort. The effort, I thought, was tremendous. But I'm talking about learning to play fast. They're going to learn that. I've been around Marinelli a long time. That is one of his biggest beefs. Play fast, play fast, play fast. They're going to get that. But, guys, I think people have to remember. Now, this is why I love your show and I love Raider Nation Radio, because your hosts are experts and you don't, you know, give clickbait, call in Margaret from Manhattan for the fifth time this week. You guys bring good information. The point of the matter is there was no spring and there was no preseason games. So, literally, this was like college without spring football. And so there's going to be those mistakes. They've got to learn it. I think they're going to get everything they want with New Orleans. But in fairness, I think New Orleans is going to give everybody all that they want. And for one last caveat, to the miserable silver and black fan that's on NFL.com right now looking to buy Honolulu in blue following Uncle Hondo's advice, how would you like to be a Buccaneer today?
Hondo Carpenter with us every Monday. Great you can stuff. Check him out at Hondo Carpenter on Twitter. Also, make sure you read him and his staff up on SI.com's Raiders Maven. Hondo, thanks, my friend.
I love being on with you guys. Keep it up. I'm going to keep listening right after we hang up.
All right, there you go, Hondo Carpenter. All right, we're going to step aside, take a break. When we come back, we're getting to the callers. You're backed up. We're going to get to you right after this. You're listening to the Silver and Black Today, powered by Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys, only here on the home of Raider Nation, Raider Nation Radio.